Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
All right, I'm recording this now because this stupidest shit just happened. I hope I can get audio of this. Hang on. So you guys can hear. Liquor license listeners. Listen to this fucking cat out here. Hear it? Hopefully you hear it. So the whole morning, it's like 11 o'clock. All right. Since 8 o'clock, I've heard a fucking cat either meow or yell. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? We have courtyard cats. All right. We have Whitey, hashtag Snowball. And then we got Whiskers, hashtag Lil Fag. And they run around like the courtyard all the time. Well, okay. So I look up, and the motherfucker is in the tree, all right? He's in the what they call a Mexican Christmas tree, all right? And so I'm like, fuck, man. I'm sick of hearing this cat meow. Like, I can't get him out, all right? It's like, I don't know, a good 16 to 18 feet up. So I call the fire department, which Luke always talks about, of how useless they fucking are. Well, guess what? They were useless. I said, sir, I know this is going to sound weird, but I have a cat in a tree. Is there a way for you to bring a ladder? He tells me, no, because they don't get cats out of trees, which I always thought was their big thing, minus putting out fires. He says, no, we can't get the cat out of the tree, because if one of my guys has a heart attack or the cat jumps on him, the liability isn't good. I'm like, what? Thank you, sir. And just hang up. Even though you'll take 3 fucking trucks to a nonsense call. But you can't come get this. Just bring a motherfucking ladder and get this cat out of the tree. All right. So now I go down to the apartment manager, who I've never seen except for once. And it was at Pins. Because it was the properties are owned, it's PAC, P-A-C, not like pot, and the properties are owned by them. They have a party, and I see the guy's name tag as 5502 Cortine Place, and I'm like, hey man, what's going on? He's like, oh hey, like, I've never seen, he's like a 20-year-old kid with a fucking nose ring. Enough with the nose rings, too. I'm going to tell you like that, like that's, the people who get their nose, like, pierced like a bull. You know what I'm talking about? Or am I just, like, fucking being stupid? I'm saying, like, that stupid, like, in-between piercing. Like, women all have that now. And it's like, that's not cute, honey. That looks stupid. That's like getting a tattoo on your tits or your ass cheek. It's stupid. Don't do it. I fucking hate it. I hate it. Well, so this guy, I mean, I'm not trying to fuck him, but I'm saying, this guy, he has it. He's like, oh, hey, man, like, how's it going, man? You like the place? I'm like, yeah, it's cool. So I go down to get him. 16 fucking dogs bark as I knock on his door. Then I ring the doorbell, nothing, nothing. Now, new people moved in downstairs, and so I look on their patio, they got a ladder. And I'm like, fuck it, like, I could just take this ladder. But I'm like, I'm going to knock on the door first and see what happens. And so I knock on the door, and I hear, like, a 1 minute. Oh, my, okay, cool, somebody's in there. So I see the guy, and he seems, you know, he's probably 38, 40. He could probably hear me doing this podcast right now and, like, wants to kill me. And I go, hey, man, there's a cat in the tree. I see that you got a ladder. Do you think that we can, like, try to get him down? He says, okay. I'm like, all right, perfect. Like, so gets a ladder out, standard type ladder. And I'm like, well, do you want to go up, man? Like, I'm like, it's too early in the morning. I'm way too shaky right now. He's like, oh, I get you. He's got a Rocco's t-shirt on. And I'm like, oh, dude, do you work at Rocco's in Studio City? He's like, no, this is a place in Ohio. I'm like, oh, okay, weird. Anyways, so what a non-point that was. He goes up, and he's on the top of the fucking ladder, which is, I'd say, a five-foot ladder. He's on top of it trying to get this fucking cat out of the tree, which he says he has a cat of his own. So it's like, okay, that makes sense. You know, the guy likes cats. He's like, yeah, I've been hearing the meowing all day. I didn't know where it was coming from. I'm like, well, there's a couple courtyard cats. I'm hoping he doesn't think they're mine, because they sure as fuck aren't. I've never owned a cat in my life, and I don't plan on it. I own the pussy in my life. But I sure as fuck did not own these cats. And so he goes up. Now, he's on the exact top step of the ladder. All right, I'm holding it, and my face is at his feet. He has the grossest toenails I've ever seen. Like, I wanted to puke. Like, I gagged, but I didn't, you know, the guy was somewhat helping me out by getting this cat out of the tree. I looked at his toenails. I wanted to fucking gag. Like, they were, I don't know how to describe them. Like, he's probably listening right now, and he's going to come up here with a shotgun and blow me away. They fucking, they were just, like, dirty and, like, sandy. Is that, like chalky. They're, like, chalky. I was like, oh, ooh, those are fucking nasty. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Those are weird. Like, they weren't cut right or something. Oh, if anybody ever needed a pedicure, it's this guy. But, number one, I'm making fucking fun of this guy. He just helped me get rid of this fucking cat out of the tree, and now I'm being a dick about it, and I apologize. Like, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm going to go down there and give you, like, a fucking pie. Some hair pie. If you need it. I don't know. Maybe you're gay. I don't know. So, that just happened. All right. And I, finally we got that fuck. Now the cat is just sitting there meowing. Yeah. And I don't want to give it food. You give the motherfucking cat food, then he'll come back around. You know? I don't want him in the tree again. I don't know how the fuck he got in the tree. I don't know how he's going to get out. Oh, that's okay. So that's what the fucking fire department said. They tell me, they said, well, you know, listen, just let the cat sit there, because I'll tell you like this, 20 years on the job, I've never found a cat skeleton in a tree. All right? They don't die in the tree. All right? It'll come down. And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. Like, it's just sitting there. He's like, no, I'm telling you. I never found a cat skeleton. I'm like, what a dick you are. I hated this guy. And he was like the chief, like the fire chief. I'm like, you never found a cat skeleton? Okay, cool, dude. Like, I'm sure somebody has at some point, right? I'm sure cat skeletons exist. Like, I know you haven't found one in a tree. But like, okay. So fuck the fire department. Next time I'll, and fuck my fucking property manager too. This fucking dickhead's never around. I want that job. Why can't I just be property manager and then, like, not do anything the same way he does? I'm around here enough. I know what's going on. I never seen this motherfucker. Like I told you, I never saw him until they had a party at Penn's. Never once. Oh, fuck this guy. I can't, okay. I'm sorry that I'm doing a podcast so quickly to my last one, but, like, this is a very odd occurrence. All right. Like I said, at 8 o'clock, I just was hearing meowing, meowing. That didn't stop. It didn't stop. I've never owned a cat, like I said. I don't know how cats work. I've never owned a dog, to be honest with you. I've owned two chinchillas, an iguana, a hamster, a parakeet, an eel, crayfish, pufferfish. You know, I've owned weird animals, but I never had, like, the bigger domesticated animals, like a dog or a cat. So I don't know what the fuck they do. Cats seem cool. Like, I always watch Scott's cats. Well, I did until he moved, you know, 16 miles away. I don't know how cats work, what their thing is. All bird cats, man. But especially when they're, like, feral. Like, this cat's got to be feral, right? Like, I mean, it's outside. It's a courtyard cat. So, like, I don't know if it, do cats get shots? Is this my Mexicans in the Space program thing? Do cats get shots? Do they? I don't know. I don't know what they do. But I don't know. I don't want to be like a part of it. And come on, Cedric. So, but the fucking thing has like a little like name tag on it. Like, if so, it's somebody's cat. I guess I should have looked at it. But it tore this guy up too. I kind of feel bad. The guy downstairs, it like tore his whole arm up and shit. Like, I kind of, oof. That guy should go fucking put some Bactine on it or hydrogen peroxide. That's no good. Who just lets your cats like outside like that? Oh my God. If this fucking ruined my show, I'm going to fucking lose it. Whew. These motherfucking telemarketer cocksuckers call me every fucking day. Every day, six times a day. That's going to be the motherfucking picture of the week, is how many times these assholes call. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But fuck them. Oh my God, am I pissed. They just... Whew. No reason. No reason to fucking call me. None. All my bills are paid. Everything's good to go. All right? Don't fucking call me. Stop. Stop calling me. I told you, I can't wait to get this motherfucking lawsuit. This better not have been fucking deleted, or I'm going to fucking snap. Fuck these people, man. And fuck you if you work for, like, a collection agency. I did it. I did it for 3 fucking months. It's awful. It's the most, like, soul-depriving job you could ever have. You're just calling, like, a poor, pathetic person who, like, all right, can't pay their bills at that time. And then you just feel miserable about it. It made me lose my whole fucking train of thought. Cock sucker! Fuck! Fuck these people. Sorry. I'm pissed. I am. Like, this... You know, here's the thing. I don't pick it up. I never pick up the call. So I don't know who it is or what it is. If I just picked it up and said, oh, hey, it's not me, you know, maybe they would stop calling. But I don't want to pick it up because maybe it is something I owe. You know, I'm in that catch-22 phase. But, God damn it, that... I was fucking talking... I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Cats and fucking shots and the vet. Who knows? Who fucking cares? What a waste. What a fucking waste. God damn it. Sorry. All right. So last week I had I had Bruce on. And we went into 15 different circles. But I did have some talking points to get to that I didn't, which is okay. I did like having a guest on. It made me, I don't know if more on point, but I guess it made me more cognizant of how quick this should... If this motherfucking cat goes in the tree again. What am I, Mark Maron? I'm talking about cats and shit? All right, so I go on the Sacramento trip, and we go to... Where the fuck did I go? This legislative event. It was like all like the California legislators, congressmen, Senate, the governor, they're all going to be there and have teams to this bowl, and they do it yearly. And so my boss normally is the one who runs it, but he had like booked himself to do something else. I think it was something with family. I don't know. And I think that you know, he asked me to go, and so I was happy about that. But I'm like, okay, so I basically fly up Wednesday morning. Now, I asked George on Tuesday, hey, can you give me a ride? You know, at like noon. Then I look at the ticket, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I take off. Like, boarding time is like 1:10. Like, I got to go at least at 11:30, 11:45 at the latest. So I'm texting him, I'm calling him. And I know he works late, so I'm not going to be like a dick about it. I don't think that, you know, he intentionally, you know, didn't take me. So I'm like, okay, fuck, I'll take like a Lyft. And so I do. And then on the way in the Lyft, he texts me. He's like, oh, hey, man, I'm on the way now. I'm like, well, okay, but I'm already on the way to the airport. I was going to Burbank Airport, so it was close. Not a big deal. So, get to the airport, and it's about, like I said, it's right before noon. Get some food. Now, my boss tells me, hey, any expenses, write them down. So I start keeping like a log and pictures of like the Lyft ride, you know, from my house to the airport, my lunch. Then when I get to Sacramento, which I just pass out on the plane. We're going to pass out, he's going to pass out. I'm out. Nobody sat next to me. It was perfect. You know, I wake up and I'm like, oh shit, okay, we're here. It was awesome. Okay, only 1 hour flight. Sacramento's not that far away. So an hour flight. And I'm like, okay, cool. I've never been to Sacramento before. And I get on the airport and I'm feeling good. Like we're talking 3 p.m., 4 p.m. And they were going to have a meeting at like 4:30. There's no way I was going to make it because I have to go to the hotel. I got to check in. And then I got to go back to this bowling center. And so I get a lift from, because they don't have a shuttle for the hotel. So again, I get another lift from the Sacramento airport to the DoubleTree Hotel, okay? Which I didn't know this. I guess they have commercials out. The DoubleTree Hotel, their big thing is that they give you a hot chocolate chip cookie. I don't know if you people out there know that, like, okay? But I sure as shit didn't know that. I had no clue, and, like, I checked in, and I got a fucking chocolate chip cookie. I gotta tell you, it was delicious. It really was. It was better than, like, Mrs. Fields or whatever other cookie places they have. Is there other cookie places or just Mrs. Fields? Anyways, so I have my cookie, I go to the room, I eat it, I change real quick, and I come down and I say, hey, do you have like a courier service, like a shuttle? I got to go to Country Club Lanes. They're like, well, we only go 3 miles, that's 3.1 miles. I'm like, okay. They're like, but you can ask the driver and see if he's okay with it. So I walk like 3 feet over and I go, hey, sir, you're the driver. Are you okay with it? You just heard the entire conversation we had. He goes, yeah, that's fine. I know where that is. And so this guy, you know, he's acting cool. Like, he's fucking, he knows all kinds of shit, I guess. I don't know. he's like a fucking, looks like a Vietnam vet. So his name's John. And so I just, like, sit in the front seat with him. And we go to the fucking lanes. And the whole time, all he does is talk about, like, his family and how fucked up they are and how he doesn't see his son. And I'm like, okay, all right, okay. And he's asking me about bowling and why I'm going and everything. And I'm like, well, it's like a legislative event. I don't know how to describe it because I kind of really don't know what it is either. You know, I know that my boss goes to it yearly, so I'm sort of like, I'm kind of in the dark. Like, he asked me, like, 3 days before to go to this event, and I said, okay, and he bought me the ticket in the hotel room. I'm like, okay, that I'll go, you know, and I got to say like this, Sacramento, I don't know how many people have been in Big Sac Town, but, like, I liked it. The people were fucking nice. The grass was green. There's no smog. It was a little more temperate weather. It was awesome. It really was. Like, every, like, Lyft driver I took, I sat in the back, and they had, like, water and mints and bullshit like that. You know, they weren't like some Arabs that used to be taxi drivers that now aren't, you know. And then the people I talked to at the hotel were very nice. You know, So I get to the center. I'm sorry, I'm really dragging this on. I get to the center, and I gotta say, I caught a lot of things that I really liked. All right, they were very professional. It's not nearly as good as the one I work at, but it's there. It's close, and I really The professionalism and the people who worked there was amazing. You know, like the shitty kids that work with me, they're just like, oh, you know, I'm here. You know, whatever, dude, I get paid fucking minimum wage and, like, get tips sometimes and, like, I'll just be dull. That's the people that I work with. These guys were, like, excited and they were, like, dancing. And, like, if anybody knows, like, piss, they were all, like, piss. All right? Piss the worker, not piss the urinary fluid. So I'm saying is, like, I stopped the guys because I had to watch, like, lanes 1 through 16. They had, like, I'm going to say 42 lanes. I had to watch 1 through 16 and, like, just write down scores. And I had, like, two spotters. One did 1 through 8, one did 9 through 16. And they were both, I'd say, 20, maybe 19. I don't know. Yeah, but, like, it's a great place to work. Like, management is fun. We just like to have fun. And, like, I get to work with my friends. And I'm like, okay, this all kind of makes sense now. You know, like, when I go into work, obviously, I would love the kids to work like that. But they don't because they're shitty L.A. fucking privileged assholes. You know, and I don't know where I was going with this whole point. But what I'm saying is that, like, to see that was very... It was different, you know. It was good to see it. Yet I don't know how to instill that into my workers. I mean, maybe someday I will, but it didn't happen this time. So, like I said, I keep scoring. Like I deal with basically the one lady, and she's awesome. She reminds me of, like, the old lady from Beetlejuice, who, like, gives them the book and, like, you know, the football team, they keep calling her coach, that lady. I want to say Barbara Billingsley, but I don't think so. But that's what she reminds me of. Very smoky voice and, like, hey, honey, you did a good job. Yeah. You know. So, but, okay, the chicks that worked there were, like, fucking nines. They were awesome. They were, like, so hot. And they all had short skirts on, white shirts, professional, but were very sweet. And obviously, okay, it's kind of a big event that they do every year, so they're gonna be like that. But the chicks were like, whew. You know, I'm used to working like pigs. You know, like, not pig. Jess and Amanda, I apologize, not pigs. I'm saying heavy set women. Okay? This place had, like, you know, good looking college age girls working. You know, why do I get accused of calling people pigs? I don't mean it like that. I don't mean, like, you know, they're bigger girls. Okay. And Justin and Amanda, if you're listening, like, you know, look at my staff. They are kind of pigs. I'm just saying. Okay, I'll let it go. You shouldn't call women that. I understand. All right? I'm not trying to apologize for past episodes. Whatever Luke says, whatever I say, I get it. All right? But at the same time, it's like, come on. You know, if you worked with a bunch of, who's ugly-looking guy? Travis, if you guys remember Favis. If you worked with all Favises, you'd be like, okay, I work with a bunch of pigs. I mean, I would totally be on board with your thought. That's all I'm saying. All right, sorry. So, another thing I realized is that all bowling proprietors, like, so people who own a bowling center or are responsible for a bowling center, they're drunks. All right, they are. That's just a thing. Bowling and drinking go hand in hand. You know? So all these owners / managers, whatever they are at this party, are just all at the bar. So they give me a fucking name tag that says Brandon Jingleski, Coconut Lanes. All right, obviously, I don't work at Coconut Lanes in Reno, but I don't care. The heavyset lady behind the counter is like, oh, I can change it for you. I'm like, it's fine. I can live with it. The minute I walk in, I meet the owner of Coconut Lanes, and he goes, oh, I didn't know you worked for me. And we had a hearty good time laugh. It was good-natured humor, I'll tell you that much. Hashtag good-natured humor. And I start bullshitting with him. He buys me a beer, then a shot, then another beer. I'm like, bud, let me buy you one. Now, mind you, okay, we'll go back to Brandon Financial Minute. That day, that morning, I finally got my tax return in, and I paid every bill I have. Every single bill I have, I paid it. All right. I didn't get a ton. I got like $1,500. All right. But so I paid all my bills, and I'm like, fuck it, minus student loan and rent. Okay, those are the two that I didn't pay. But, I mean, I paid my rent the week before. Wait, who gives a fuck, Brandon? So, I paid all this shit. So I got like, let's say I'm sitting on $180. All right, already took two lifts. Now I had to leave my credit card at the fucking, a $75 hold. Not my credit card, my debit card, because I don't have a credit card. I had to leave it as a hold at the hotel. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you can't just put it on the card that was initially the one that paid for it. Like, well, no, you have to have the card. And would you like a cookie? Yes, I'll take the cookie. Okay. So I start talking to this dude from Coconut Lanes. He's telling me they got a fucking water park and all kinds of bullshit that they have going on at their bowling alley. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking sweet. And then I'm like, okay, dude, I'll buy you beer. So amongst the lifts, okay, the lunch, and now buying this guy a beer, I'm like, okay, I got like fucking $65. Like, it's in my head. I know exactly how much I have that I could spend. And I'm like, okay, well, they're going to give us a free dinner here. I don't got to worry about that. So I'll, okay, you know, cool. I'm sitting on $65 for the next day, like go to the airport, get a fucking breakfast, maybe have a Bloody Mary. You know, Georgie's going to pick me up the next day. It'll be, everything's fine. So I buy this guy a beer. We start bullshit. Now I talk to another guy. Now, so all these people are all, like I said, like owners or managers of bowling centers. And every one of them offered me a job. All right. But number one, I don't want to move to Reno. I don't want to move to, where the fuck is the other guy from? Fresno. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, give me a call. Like, I exchanged numbers, and we talked the politics of bowling, let's say. And so it was nice. It was nice to meet people. I appeared to have done a good job. You know, I hate trips like this because I just feel like an outsider sometimes. Like, people, I don't know how to put it. They like my boss. He'll just go to these kind of things and like just bullshit with every motherfucker there. Just talk. Oh, hey, it's John. And this, I don't do it. So I just kind of like always like sit by myself. But I do that in general. But I'm saying at these kind of events, because this is like the 20th one I've gone to, where like I know like one person, but I don't want to be that guy like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, I'm going to follow you around. I don't want to be that, you know? So I just kind of like stick to myself, and if somebody talks to me, they do. If they don't, they don't. You know, I'm not a charismatic person, so it's a tough road to hoe, let's say. But yeah, every motherfucking proprietor is a drunk. It's crazy. So now I got a call around 9 o'clock. I call the hotel and I say, "Hey, can I get the shuttle back?" Because like I said, now I'm really concerned about my finances because I just paid all these bills. I had some due, you know, I had some bullshit I had to pay, tickets for bullshit, you know, whatever. I don't want to get into it, but I'm saying like I had some money I had to make up and I made it all up that day. So again, like I said, now I'm sitting on like $60-65. And I'm like, I don't want to keep taking a lift. Look, I know I'll get reimbursed for it. But, like, I still want to make sure I got money in the account, you know? Again, solo Brandon podcast, Financial Minute. So I call and I say, hey, can I get a shuttle to Country Club Lanes? Okay, let me see if there's somebody there. They call me back and they're like, okay, he just came back from the airport. Can you, you know, wait a couple minutes? I'm like, fine, that's all right. I wait fucking 45 minutes. I'm standing outside. All right. With a bag of beer. Because I went to the store and bought beer. Of course I did. All right. So now we're down to $55. So I'm like just standing there and outside the bowling center. And I'm like, oh, and now like it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. The weirdos are starting to trickle in. I'm like, okay, this place was nice. Now it's not. And finally the dude shows up. Doubletree fucking shuttle comes up with the goddamn cookie on the side. And I get in and I'm, again, same fucking driver, this dude John. Now he's talking about his son, who's my age, and how they don't talk. He's got grandkids he's never saw. He's like fucking Nick Nolte in a fucking Warrior. And I'm like, ah, man, I don't know, dude. Like, that sucks. Like, at this time, I just kind of want to go to sleep. I don't want to talk to this guy. It's been a long day. I don't like to fly. I don't like to travel. You all know that. And I just am like, yeah, man, definitely. You know, I'm like, hey, maybe he'll come around. You know, trying to put, like, a positive spin on it. Get back to the hotel. And they got all kinds of shit going on. And it's early. It's, you know, 9:45, 10 o'clock. And they got karaoke and all kinds of shit. And I'm just like, fuck this. I'm just going to my room and I'm going to have this fucking beer. And so I have, like, two beers. I think I called V-Ron. I bullshit with her for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to sleep at, like, 11. Get up. No fucking continental breakfast. My dad would be pissed. All right. Get up. And this story is taking forever. Holy fuckaroni. So I say, hey, to the front desk, can I get a fucking shuttle to the airport? They're like, oh, we don't do that. I'm like, well, last night when I called, they said that somebody was at the airport. So, like, yeah, do go to the airport. I didn't want to pay for the fucking shuttle. Mind you, I look at my fucking account and I'm minus $10. And I'm like, cocksucker. So I go down, I'm like, can you take the $75 hold off my card, please, so that I have money? Because now I don't know how I can get, if they don't have a shuttle to the airport and I don't have money, how the fuck am I getting to the airport? And then what happens when I'm at the airport? What if, okay. So they're like, no, yeah, we'll take it off. I'm going to tell you, this is 6 days later, that $75 charge is still on my account. These motherfuckers still have not taken it off. Okay? I'm fucking pissed. I've been negative money for 6 days. All right? And I'm not paying a motherfucking overdraft fee. I promise you that. All right? I'm done. I'm done doing that shit. I was very good about my money and knew what I had. So I got to sit in the motherfucking airport, like, already shaky and feeling like shit because I didn't eat anything because they didn't have a free continental breakfast. And I didn't have any money to buy anything. And I'm like, I just want to get fucking home. I want to get home. I have a fucking bowl of oatmeal. I don't care. Now, I call my bank, and they start fucking, well, sir, you know, you can't, it's not there. Like, the money is not there. I go, listen, they held the $75. They said they released it. Can't you just put that on my account? No, you don't qualify for that. I'm like, how don't I qualify? How much money have I fucking given you in overdraft fees? You Indian fuck. Like, enough. Enough. I've given you enough money. You should want me as a client. I pay $300 in fucking overdraft fees in a year. You're making free money off me all the time. Why would you not just fucking help me out once, you piece of shit? Obviously, it's not the person's fault. I understand. What I'm saying is, like, it's my own fault. Everybody who listens to podcasts just says, change banks. Just go somewhere else. I would love to. I would love to. Problem is, my check is cut through Union Bank. I cash through Union Bank. So let's say I have to give Luke money for rent. I can just cash my check with no fee. Give Luke the money, okay. If I go somewhere else, they're going to charge you because it's not the same bank. Okay, everybody knows that. So, arguing with them at the airport, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And like I said, I'm not even fucking around. This is 6 days later. That $75 still has not cleared my account. I didn't fuck up the room. I mean, it was for, like, incidentals. I didn't do anything. I threw my bag in there, put on a shirt and walked downstairs, then came back and just passed out. Had a beer. That's it. And then I took all the beer, I took all the trash out of the room and I threw it out myself. I was even trying to be a good guy. So they better fucking not charge it for like incidentals, bitch. But like, so I'm sitting, okay, so I get up the phone with the fucking bank. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, the person that I love is like 36-year-old wine drinking lady at the airport bar. All right. She's got to get the wine and like have to ask about it. And she sits there. Now, again, remember, I didn't have money, so I couldn't drink. So I just was sitting there watching SportsCenter, having like the pretzels that they gave me on the way there. They just talk super loud on their phone. So like you have to hear what they're saying, but you don't give a fuck what they're saying. So like I went to the meeting and JoJo was there. And dude, she was wearing like a blue blouse. And like they start laughing. Shut the fuck up. Sorry. I hate that lady. I hate the lady who has to order wine at a fucking airport bar. I don't know why. That's like such a weird hang up that I have. But like that's just they're trying to be like, oh, I'm fancy, huh? But they're not. They're just annoying, huh? What's that? Banana shirt? Huh? Sorry. All right. I'm already frustrated. All right, because I went up to this trip. I don't have any money. Okay? I don't. If George doesn't pick me up, I'm fucked from the Burbank airport the next day. I have to walk home, basically. Now, I mean, all of this is my fault. I understand. So anybody out there who's like, well, you know, you should have done that. I get it. I get it. All right? I do. I get it. But I'm just saying is like, they would have fucking put the $75 back in my fucking card. I would have had some money. I could have had my fucking beverage and a goddamn hamburger from Burger King. They don't. Still haven't, which I'm pissed about. All right. But I did have a delicious chocolate chip cookie. So again, it's cyclical, guys. All right, anyways, so now I get on the plane, and this is my week in anxiety. I didn't drink at all, I didn't have my pills with me, and I hate flying. So I sit down on the plane, it's only an hour flight, maybe 55 minutes. The entire time, I'm covered in sweat, and like squeezing the newspaper, not the newspaper, the fucking Travel Ways or whatever the goddamn magazine is called. Like doing the crossword puzzle and like I'm like shaking as I'm doing it. I'm like, holy fuck. Cannot wait to get home. And like on your phone, you can do a thing where like you can see like where you are. Like I checked it every 2 minutes, like 45 minutes left. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm gonna jump out this window. I was so anxious. And like it would, the plane would like take like a dip and I'd be like, oh fuck, I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna jump out the fucking window. I don't care. I can't take this. I don't know why. I was just so anxious. On the way there, it was totally fine. Most times, like if I have I take my antidepressant pills, I'll be totally fine, like a Xanax or Librium that I've been taking now. I'd be totally fine. But this, I was so fucking antsy that I could like, I don't know. I can't even explain how like sweaty and awful I was. I'm looking around, making sure anybody else is like, feeling like me? No. They're just like enjoying like the meal they bought at the airport and like the Wall Street Journal, you know, just having a gay old time. And I'm just like, ooh, I can't take it. And I'm like in an aisle seat. They come through with like, hey, do you want a beverage? No. Which I'm going to tell you guys, here's the thing. So you get a credit card that is, like it's a $400 limit. And you've already kind of maxed it out, take that on an airplane. Because you can swipe it and they're going to charge you, but like, it won't be declined. Just saying. That's an alcoholic's fucking tip for everybody who wants to travel. All right, if you do that, because on an airplane, they can't check like the actual shit. They just like swipe it and later on it goes into like a system. All right. So, you know, figure it out. All right. Finally we land, and I'm like, I almost like am crying that I'm so excited that we landed. And it like, I'm, it all stems, like Luke says, like everybody says, I like my area. I like to be around things that I know. The error is not something that I know. Okay? It's not. I hate it. I hate being in a plane. I do. It's an awesome convenience, but at the same time, it's a real fucking bummer for me. I get so antsy and fucked up. Like, oh, sorry. So, and that's like, that was it. So here's the thing is like, why didn't I just fly out that night? It was a Wednesday. I got done at the bowling alley at this event at like 9 o'clock. Why not just fly me out that night? Why spend extra money on a hotel room? You know, I could have been home and like, then all day Thursday after this flight, I'm like shaky as fuck and all anxious for like 3 hours. You know, it's like, now I got to go into work. I could have just came home last night. Like V-Ron said, like how many flights are coming from Sacramento to LA? I'm sure a ton. I'm sure they got it like every couple hours. I could have taken one. Oh, fuck it. Look it. I didn't pay. All right. I haven't got paid for it, but whatever. I had a good time. That took fucking, what, 45 minutes to discuss? Holy shit. Sorry about that, guys. There's two things. I was thinking about, I think I talked about Como Park. Yeah, I sure did. There's something I don't think I've discussed on the podcast that is super embarrassing, as most of my stories, like the last one, like the next 20 that you're going to hear. When I broke up with Shauna last year, I started a Twitter feed. And I titled it Real Modern Men, RMM. Okay, this is bad. I know, we're get ready for the last and the douche chills. And all I did was talk about, like, men's fashion, how men should have feelings, how don't let women control you. I'm not fucking around, guys. You can go look it up. It's there. It's really bad. Okay? And it was basically a way for me to vent. Like, I didn't do it through my own personal Twitter feed. I didn't do it through Instagram. I don't have Facebook. So I just decided, like, okay, I'm going to start my own thing. And I told Doggy about it. I told Doggy, hey, you know, because I guess in my mind, I think he's younger, so he knows some kind of shit about social media. He's like, okay, cool idea. And I'm, you know, like, hey, man, you know, post on there. Like, I'll give you the password. And like, you know, we could post stuff. It'll be cool. Like, I seriously had this thought. All right. This is where I'm fucked up in the head. I seriously had that thought. Like, oh, man, this is going to, like, catch on. Like, dudes are going to be into it. Like, yeah. No. Wrong. Wrong. Like, I think I had 5 followers, maybe. And I would at mention, like, you know, the whatever the biggest people were and shit. And I'm just not good at social media. Like, I don't realize, like, it takes some time to do it. Like, I really tried. I just post it, like, don't worry about a woman. Like, worry about yourself. Like, shit, like, I that wasn't a post, but I'm saying stupid shit like that. I even made, like, a fucking logo for it. Oh, God damn it. Fuck it. I'll make that the picture of the week. That's so fucking embarrassing. Holy shit. I fucking hate myself. All I wanted to do was just vent about a bad relationship. Fucking get over it, stupid. That's all I wanted to do. And I started an entire Twitter page for that. But I really did think it was going to be something bigger. Bigger. Oh, what a fucking scummy asshole I am. Oh, I hate myself. Real Modern Men. Ugh. Even the name sucks. The logo sucked. What a fucking idiot. Who the fuck does that? Hang on. I gotta find the fucking... Hang this shit up. I'm still bummed about it. I am fucking bummed about it. Just because, like, now everybody can go look at it and just see, like, the shit that I posted and at mentioned. That's why I don't do social media, man. I fuck up. I just do stupid shit. It's like, you know, I'll fuck exes or some shit. Like, I mean, I haven't. I'm saying, like, I would. I'm just a dumb guy. That's what I need. See, there's a difference. Big Zook, he doesn't need a woman. He likes his life the way that it is. He likes the way that life goes, and what he does is what he does. All right? He doesn't need someone to tell him, hey, do this, hey, do... I need someone to tell me shit. Because sometimes I'm a real fuck-up. And I do need that. You feel me? You know, look, I do the dishes, I'll fucking do my laundry, take a shower every day. Okay, that's what an adult does. But, like, when it comes to, like, other shit, man, I'm just a fucking dummy. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry you gotta listen to this. It's what I call therapy. If you haven't listened, I don't know where the hell you can find it. It's on, like, Podcast-matic or Podmatic. It's, I've heard some things. It's the new Bruce and Corinne podcast that they put up. Make sure to give it a listen. See what you think. Besides that, like, I don't know. Fuck your faces, man. Like, I'm going to make this a short one just because I'm pissed. I don't know. I wish you guys all, like, sucked each other's dicks, faggots.